Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
I got more culture in my pinky tote.
It's called culture.
Yeah, but give them some culture.
98.5 Drive here with Beck and Jazeel and a special guest on the show today, appearing in an epic new magic spectacular at Fringe World Fest 2022. It's the world famous brother and sister magician duo, Adam and Selena. How are you guys going?
Oh, hey. Good. How are you?
So good. Good. Thanks for joining us. It's been so long since you guys were grand finalists on AGT, for those in the know, Australia's Got Talent, in 2010. How's your act changed?
Oh, well, it's certainly evolved over the years, of course. You know, we've got lots more bigger, more spectacular illusions. And, we've had, lots of fun traveling around the world with it as well. Of course, until such recent times where we can't travel. But it's been great up until that point, you know.
How have you guys dealt with that?
Well, we've obviously had to pivot as the trend world is, you know. We've actually been focusing obviously a lot more stuff in WA. So we've been doing a lot of regional stuff, which has been great. So we've actually been able to explore WA a lot more than we had to, because normally we end up going overseas at certain times. But it's nice to kind of venture out in your own backyard, which is beautiful. Mm. So we've been doing that, and we've also been doing magic school as well. So that's another thing that we've been focusing our attention on, which is magic school, teaching people how to do magic. So that's been lots of fun.
We did read about that, and I'm like, at what age? Like, are we too old to go join this magic school? And how long before we can impress all our friends if we attend it?
Instantly. It's magic, right?
I feel like I'm too old to get that sleight of hand, like my reflex.
Oh, yeah, no, you're way too slow as well. Yeah.
It does help, yeah.
Hey, what?
It's one of those art forms that, you know, it does take ages to develop, you know, the art of misdirection, and it's an art form, so it does take years and years of practice, right? But there is, of course, you can most definitely, you know, pick up some random things like, you know, keys or coins, anything, cards, anything of that nature. And, you know, we teach kids from the age of 5. And we've also had, somebody in our class that was 105.
Oh, wow.
And instantly.
Not quite 105. But
well, maybe I'm exaggerating. But you know what? We used to do magic for grannies. That was fantastic. So, but yeah, it doesn't matter what age you are. You can obviously start magic whenever. It's a great hobby. Yeah. Really great hobby.
What trick are you guys most excited to do or nervous to do?
Oh, nervous. I mean, you know what? In all honesty, the new stuff that we do, that is always, because we always like to add new things into the show. And those things are normally the hardest. That makes us a bit more nervous because we haven't had that much stage time with it. So it might be, you know, 1 or 2 years in the making, but when you actually put it in front of an audience, a live audience for the first time, that's when we get a little bit nervous because we don't really know how people are going to react and at what time they're going to react and what the perception is of it.
But so, you know what? The most important skill as a magician is to become the master of improvisation, right? Because sometimes no matter how much you prepare, what can go wrong will go wrong, right? So now the beauty of magic is we have the element of surprise up our sleeves. So if something does go wrong, which it of course does, we can creatively change the ending so we don't actually reveal the secrets. I mean, that's our job, right? Mm. But that's what it's all about. So when we do anything from escape to, you know, levitation to cards, card magic, close-up magic, anything of that nature, obviously we've been practicing for years, and most of the time, you know, you practice anything 100 times and 100 times it will go wrong. So we kind of figure out, okay, how can we change the ending without obviously disrupting the secrets and all that stuff. So, but that takes years and years and years. But like Adam said, in the show, we do have a few new illusions and new tricks that we are going to be performing at the show. So we are definitely we're in rehearsal as we speak.
Now, speaking of new material, what are you currently working on behind the scenes?
Well, we're actually working on it. We can't tell you too much, but we're actually at our warehouse right now. We've got all our illusions built. We've got the whole show in front of us, and we're actually working on a portal illusion right now.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
Yeah, I know, right? So we're actually figuring that one, putting a nice polish on this one right now. So
it fits with the theming of the magic dimension, which is what this show is called.
Yes.
So we're just kind of adding those portals and those elements into it to tie the whole theming in, yeah.
All the gear that you use, do you have to send that away to be made? Do you guys make it yourself? Like, how does that work? And surely that's quite expensive to make these gadgets.
Oh, 100%. I mean, there's... it is very expensive, what with the illusions that we have. But we've got specialized engineers and we've got consultants all around the world. And obviously, first we start dreaming up the concept in our mind. And then we kind of put on paper and then we kind of trial a few things. And then we start designing it ourselves. And then, 2 years later, it's normally, come to fruition. So,
does it,
sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it might be ideas that we just get to. And it never actually comes to the pass. So it's one of those things. So,
how would you feel? You've worked on it for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And then
it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking.
But sometimes you just have to shelf it, you know. Sometimes the technology that we need, because of we still use a lot of technology and we're trying to, certain things that aren't available yet to us or they're not as efficient to create the illusions. We might have to just have to sit in a concept a little bit longer. So we've got so many. Yeah, there's so many things in our minds. It's just trying to get to it, because we're just so busy with so many things.
Yeah.
But
you can always give us a couple. Beck and I will, jump out on stage.
Yeah. What's it called when you're like the magician's
Clueless?
Helper?
Us.
No. The magician's helper. What are they called?
Stage assistant. I don't know.
You want to be a magic assistant in the show? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You sign us up. Hey, last year you guys played to sell out crowds. What's it looking like this year?
You know what? Surprisingly, we're doing really well, actually, with ticket sales. I mean, we're on the last release of tickets now. We've got 3 shows at the Regal Theatre. And with all things considered, we're very surprised with the amount of tickets that we've already sold and stuff like that. And especially now in the final release of tickets, we're stoked that we're going to have, big crowds again. So it's we're very, very grateful that people are coming out and supporting. And we are from WA as well, so we are WA-based artists. So it's really nice to be home and getting the support of the local community and the state. And people still want to come out and... it means a lot to us.
Magician duo Adam and Selena, thank you so much for your time. You can catch them at Fringe World, but you guys are amazing, and thank you very much.
And I was just going to say, if you guys want to get tickets and whatnot, you can just pop on to themagicians.com.au or go on to thefringeworld.com, and the show is on the 11th and the 12th of Feb as well. And we do have 3 shows, so we've got 7:30 on the Friday, we have a 2 p.m. matinee for those that want to do a matinee show. We have a 7:30 on the Saturday as well, on the 12th. So, yeah, 1 week away almost as well. Just under 2 weeks, I would say. So, can't wait.
Brilliant.
And we promise there'll be a great night of magic for everyone. That's our promise.
That's the promise.
Guaranteed.
Guys, thank you so much, and all the best for your show.
Beautiful. Thanks so much, guys. Thank you.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.